Adaptive Leadership, Looking at Columbine and Beyond, by Kevin Parker. A janitor and a teacher named Dave Sanders saved my life. On April 20th, 1999, I was inside the cafeteria of Columbine High School when the worst school shooting in the history of the United States began. At the time, I was 25 years old and working for a faith-based youth services organization called Young Life. While I was talking with a student inside Columbine's cafeteria, gunshots were heard coming from just outside the school. We heard the shots in succession and began to wonder if it was a high school prank, given the time of year. Most of us began to sense something was seriously awry as these shots sounded real. Little did I know at the time that those were the shots that took young and precious Rachel Scott, whose funeral was televised on CNN and one of the most watched funerals in the history of the world. As the shots continued, Dave Sanders and the janitor started running down the periphery of the cafeteria yelling, "Get down! Get down! Get down!" These two immediately exercised leadership inside a chaotic situation. I remember sitting on that cold tile floor and wondering if I would survive. There were 500 students under the tables, and while we heard sporadic gunshots outside the cafeteria, it was eerily silent inside. I remember feeling the cold tile and wondering with fear if I would ever see my wife again. Would we ever have another Christmas? I remember wondering if I would ever have a child. And I remember thinking I was just another person who walked the earth and never really had the chance to pursue my dream. Another person, as Henry Thoreau says, who loved a life of quiet desperation. Meaning I had never reached for the dream outside of my wife and getting into college. After a few minutes, pipe bombs began to explode, and a young life kid named Tim Matheson started the mass...